We present Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKellar and David Renwick, with John Baddeley, John Graham and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 1, The Blackmail Letter.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful... Oh, dear. Wonder what the time is. There's one way to find out. Look at your watch, which says 2:30. Better switch on the wireless and listen to the news. But let's hope it's not something terrible and disturbing.
In a few moments, the David Hamilton Show.
It is something terrible and disturbing.
And now it's over to the BBC Newsroom and the news read by Fosdye Crisp.
This is George Potter with the news. And first, crime. Only a few minutes ago, BBC newsreader Fosdye Crisp was mugged outside Broadcasting House.
Broadcasting House? Is there nothing sacred anymore? The next thing you know, they'll be mugging people inside Westminster Abbey.
Earlier today, 5 people were mugged inside Westminster Abbey.
There you are. What did I tell you? What is being done about these vagabonds? What are the courts of justice doing?
The judges strike.
Clearly not a lot.
Members of the bench are demanding salary increases to meet inflation. The authorities have been given 28 days to pay or go to jail. And now, the latest on the Manchester United Football Club story. When the troops first moved in at 10 o'clock...
Well, I can't take any more of this. I don't know what the world is coming to. I'm so glad I live here, here where I can enjoy the suburban peace and quiet of Melbourne Crescent. Is that short-sighted postman looking for my doorbell? I bet it's a second-class letter. The first-class postman never makes all that noise.
Oh, good morning, miss.
His eyes are worse than I thought. I am not a miss.
Really? Oh, sorry, dreadfully sorry. I didn't realise you were married. Look, I was looking for your doorbell, ma'am. Now, here's your 2 letters, and there is excess postage to pay on both of them.
Well, that's not my fault. Since the General Post Office increased the price of postage, no one has been using stamps anymore. And another thing, this letter is from the GPO. It's a letter from the GPO without a stamp.
Yes, but we've got to cut costs somehow.
And it's a bill for the excess postage I've already refused to pay. This is an outrage.
Yes, well, now, that's 13 pence each. That's 26p, please, sir.
Very well. Here you are. And I hope Tom Jackson gets green fly in his moustache.
Thank you very much, then, madam. Good morning.
Wait, mind the... Alsatian dog. He's dangerous, as you've discovered. Oh, never mind. I must remember to put up a larger beware of the dog notice. That one's no good. It's only 22 foot by 10. Wonder who this letter is from. What's this? Letter is made up from pieces cut out of a newspaper. I don't believe it. It looks like a blackmail letter. Blackmail letter? Don't read it here. Better go back inside and read it. If you don't, that Mrs. Grouse from number 41 will see it through her binoculars. But we can't have that. If she finds out, the entire Crescent will have signed a petition before you can say Enoch Powell. Good Lord, I've just said it. Get inside. There's not a moment to lose. What does it say? No, it is a blackmail letter. And furthermore, he's made me pay for the stamp. Is there no integrity left anymore? Let's see what it says. Your sacrete is out. Sacrete? He must mean secret. And there seems to be a lot of spelling mistakes in these cuttings. Put 5,000 puns in old notes outside the hollow tree in the Nicker's garden. In the vicar's garden. By 7 o'clock, or the pictures go to the newspapers for the morning dress. Yours truly, the Black Sailor. Trudy, what a funny name for a black sailor. I wonder who he is. Well, it could be anybody. And the nerve of the man. I'm surprised he hasn't charged me VAT. Just a minute, there's something on the back. P.S. plus 8% VAT. This is ridiculous. I'm a respectable citizen. I mean, what can I have done? What does the blackmailer know? I've done nothing to be blackmailed for. Unless you count. No, that's not worth £5,000. £1,000 at the most. He couldn't know about that anyway. Could he? I mean, it was dark at the time anyway. No, that's totally out of the question. Besides, everybody dumps their refuse on that piece of ground. What am I going to do? Shall I have to pay? Pay? I cannot risk it. I cannot risk my face appearing in the Daily Express. No one can. The old Crescent would be up in arms. The entire battalion of right-wing bigots. Oh, I know that lot. I can hear them now, crying out for my blood.
Mr. Worth! Mr. Worth, are you in?
Oh, they're here. It's Mrs. Grouse from number 41. She must have seen the note through her binoculars.
Mr. Worth, I have here a petition.
Oh, dear, she didn't waste any time.
Hurry up, Mr. Worth. I know you're in.
I'll be deported from the Crescent. I never quite fitted in anyway. They were all too toffee-nosed for me. I could not have put up with their selfish, middle-class, hypocritical attitudes much longer.
Mr. Worth, it's a petition against the socialists.
Where do I sign?
Why did you take so long to answer the door, Mr. Worth?
Ah, well, I was reading a blackmail. Blackmail. I was dealing with some blackmail. Where would you like me to sign this petition? Don't tell me, I know, on the bottom.
Come on, Mr. Worth, I haven't got all day.
Yes.
Sign here, please.
Yes.
Here, and here.
Just a minute, Mrs. Is it not customary to sign just once?
Yes, but we must get as many signatures as possible, Mr. Worth. That's the only way the council will take any notice.
How many signatures have you got?
300.
There's only 60 residents in the Crescent. Besides, 300 isn't enough.
I tell you what, I've still got a lot left over from the Hang the Railway Workers petition last June.
Then there's the H-bomb Stamford Bridge petition. And don't forget the petition for keeping the royal family wiped.
Yes. Still, that should be enough. I've got to rush now anyway. I'm starting up a petition to stop the public indulging in gambling.
You will never stop people gambling, Mrs. Grouse.
Do you want to take a bet? I'll see you later. Goodbye.
By the way, mind the postman. Still, nevertheless, things could be worse. She could have found out about the blackmail note. Blackmail note. I must do something about it. What? Let me think about it. I thought about it. Got it. I shall telephone the police. That's what I'll do. It's at times like this that one needs a friendly, responsible, and understanding person in authority to help one out. Until I find one, the police is the only answer. 9 9 9 This is ridiculous. 999 engaged. How am I going to contact the police? For heaven's sake, who on earth can this be? Officer, I don't want to be disturbed. Goodbye. Now, where was I? Just one officer. That was a policeman at the door.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. This is really fantastic. I just telephoned your establishment. You were engaged.
I'm very sorry to disturb you, sir, but this is a matter of some importance.
You're quite right. It is a matter
Could
of...
you tell me the time, sir?
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock. Actually, I'm very glad you decided to call. I'm in a spot of trouble, you know.
Trouble, sir?
Blackmail.
Big pardon, sir?
Blackmail.
Pardon?
I said blackmail! The reason I was whispering because I didn't... Because I didn't want the neighbours to hear. Come inside. I'd like to come inside as well, Constable.
Sorry, sir. Blackmail, eh, sir? Well, you can relax. You'll be all right now. Have no fears.
Oh, you've no idea. That's very reassuring.
Yes. You did the right thing, sir, telling the police. We'll help you. Don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, that's good. You know, you're most kind.
Now, sir, who exactly have you been blackmailing?
Well, I haven't been blackmailing anybody.
They all say that, sir.
I am the one who's being blackmailed. I am the victim.
Oh, the victim. Oh, I see. A social reprobate, eh? One of the parasitic minority indulging in counterproductive egotism.
I beg your pardon?
Sociologically, your intolerance of communal adversity is the epitome of despicable dogma, sir.
You are a police officer, aren't you?
Of course I am, sir. We're a new breed, sir.
Look, Constable, this man has committed a criminal offence. It's up to you to get out your truncheon. Whip him in the scrubs.
Oh. You fascist pig, sir. This is social bigotry at its height. Have you ever stopped to think that this man probably came from a broken home?
Certainly, officer. He was probably the one who broke it. Next thing you'll be telling me was beaten up every day by the heavy brigade in the kindergarten. This warped his little mind. And by the time he was 9 years old, he was running a fixed hopscotch ring and a loaded marble school. There, wrong of it. I ought to be glad he's blackmailing me. He's given me a chance to pay back my debt to society.
Oh, well, that's it, sir. You seem to have a firm understanding of him now.
I understand him perfectly, officer. Some 11-year-old Al Capone is trying to collect £5,000 from me. What are you going to do about it?
Just gone three, did you say? Oh, I must be off. Somebody's parking meter runs out in 2 minutes. Afternoon, all.
Thank you, Constable. That's the last time I watch the Sweeney. What shall I do now? Well, I'll have another try at telephoning the police station. 9, 9, 9. Still engaged. They're probably all on the phone to the speaking clock. I haven't any time to waste. There's nothing else for it. What to do? Just simply have to pay. I have to go to the bank, draw the money out, £5,000. Wait a minute, though. Less 13p for the excess postage. He'll soon learn I can't be twisted that easily. No, not me.
Yes, what's the matter with everybody today? Ugh, sir, help me. That damn security glass. A sassenach of a bank clerk. Can't understand what I'm saying.
There's no need to get your sporran in a twist.
Look, I've been here 20 minutes and I'm now getting through because of this glass. I can't make the wheel unless you understand a blind word. At least I no mind admitting I feel a right Jesse Jimmy.
That security glass is put up for a very good reason. To stop villains and robbers shooting innocent bank clerks who are employed to look after our money. A little inconvenience is a small price to pay for protection. Besides, if you spoke English, the young lady will be able to understand you.
I tell you what, you go before me, Jimmy, and see how yous get on. Go on, I'll wait.
You mean I can go before you?
Hey.
Well, that's very kind, it really is. Now, it's quite simple, really. Watch me. Excuse me, miss. I wish to see the manager to draw out £5,000. Can you understand what I'm saying?
It's 3:30.
I say, can you understand me? I want the manager.
I've just told you it's 3:30.
This is taking security too far. I want the manager.
You see what I mean, Jimmy?
I believe in security as much as the next man.
Yeah, well, I am the next man, Jimmy, but I didn't believe in it.
I didn't believe it myself. With a carry-on like this, it's impossible to draw any money out. No wonder the banks make such huge profits. Look, miss, I wish to draw out £5,000. Get me the manager. My name is Harry Worth, and my account number is 5871-2R3. And I have a little squiggly bit on the bottom.
Oh! I've never been so insulted in all my life.
That's right, Worth. Will you please get me the manager?
Oh, how dare you! If you don't desist, I shall get the manager. Mr. Cartwright?
All right, Miss Peabody, I'll deal with this. Ah, yes, I recognise you, sir. 5871 stroke 2R3, isn't it? With a little squiggly bit on the bottom.
How dare you, sir? How much have you got? £5,000?
Just gone half past.
This is hopeless. Wait a minute. I shall write it down. I want to take out all my money. There you are.
I want to take out all my honey.
Eh? What do you say? I still can't understand. Open the window.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Hang on, I'll open the window. I can't read your writing, Mr. Worth. I want to take out all my honey. I mean, this is a bank, not a health food store.
The last one is money, not honey. Mr. Cartwright, forget the note. I want to draw out all my money in the account. £5,000, and I want it in ones.
Oh, why didn't you say so in the first place? Here you are. 1,000, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you very much, and good day.
Excuse me, Jimmy, could I have a word with you?
Certainly. What is it?
Hand it over.
Hand it over?
Aye, the money, you duffster. Come on, the loot, the £5,000. Hand it over before I blow your brains out.
You're a thief.
That's it, Jimmy, that's it. Now, I was trying to rob the bank when you came in, but they can't understand me. Now, you've managed to get some money out, and you can hand it over. Well, thanks very much. All the best to you then, Jimmy.
Mr. Cartwright, there's been a bank robbery.
Oh, wrong. There's been a Mr. Worth robbery. That money was officially out of the bank. Good afternoon. Excuse me, but I must close the security window. We don't want to be robbed, do we?
Right, that does it. You forced me into this, Mr. Cartwright. I am not a violent man, my nature, but I must ask you to hand over £5,000. This is a stick-up. Mr. Cartwright... Can you understand what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you it.
I order you to.
No, you're not getting it.
For the very last time.
No, it's out of the question. You'll have to get a watch of your own.
Robin, help, police, help. Who is that officer again? Now, that was clever. He hasn't even got a car.
All right, we know you're in the bank, Worth, and we're coming in to get you.
Now then, are you going to come quietly?
Look, Constable, I can explain. I am innocent. I'm an innocent victim of a chain of events over which I have no control.
All right, sir, but I have one question to ask you.
Certainly not. I'm not answering questions until I've spoken to my solicitor.
Very well, sir.
There's just one thing.
What's that, sir?
I haven't got one.
Me, sir, I am a solicitor. My card, Mr. George And.
George And?
Yes, sir, of Ponsonby, Ponsonby. And Ponsonby.
Right, well, Mr. And, you are now my solicitor. Start soliciting.
Yes, sir. Constable, my client refuses to answer any questions until he's been charged and cautioned.
Mr. Worth, you are charged with obstructing the police with their inquiries. Anything you say will be taken down in writing and may be used in evidence.
Right, thank you, Constable. Now you may ask your question.
Very well. Could you tell me the time, sir?
Just don't answer that.
Time? Is that all you can think of? Here, take my watch. I never want to see it again.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. 3:45? Oh, dear. Is that the time? Well, I must hurry. I've got to see a man about a dog license.
Excuse me, Mr. Worth. Here is the bill for my services.
£250? You don't understand. I haven't got any money now.
Yes, Constable, that would appear to be your problem. However, if you're short of money, I strongly advise you see my brother-in-law. He runs a financial house at 123 Gasworks Terrace.
Oh, well, thank you for the advice.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, sir, perfectly all right. Yes, that'll be another £100.
I can see it all now. There's still a law for the rich and a law for the poor, isn't there?
Mr. Worth, so you don't expect me to answer that question for nothing, do you? Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, not so far, it isn't. Only one thing to do. Better do as he said. See this financial expert. Taxi! £123 Gasworks Terrace, please.
Righto, Governor.
You might have waited until I got him first. Good, here's another cab. Taxi! Follow that cab.
Okay, mate.
He's done the same thing. This is hopeless. I shall have to walk.
Okay. What do you want then, Jimmy?
I would like a loan immediately. £5,000.
Hey, just... Come in, it's not locked.
Pardon me. It's just a thought. Yeah. Haven't we met before somewhere?
What? No, 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 Jimmy. That was not me in the bank this afternoon. That was my twin brother.
Right, villain is my twin brother, Jimmy.
It's strange, you see. I could have sworn I'd seen that stocking mask before. The ladder's in the same place.
Oh, geez, and the new one today.
Well, anyway, could we get down to business now, do you think?
Okay, now, look, I'm doing this because I feel sorry for you, Jimmy. I feel very sorry for it. Now, here is the money.
Thank you. Just a moment. These notes are still wet. I'm not taking these. I'll have some of those out of the airing cupboard. Now, look, don't you want to make a note of my collateral?
Have you got a pen?
Yes, here.
Oh, that's enough collateral for me, Jimmy, then. Right, sign here, 25% interest.
Oh, well, now that sounds reasonable enough. Hold on. What's this here? What's this on this banknote?
That's just the watermark. That's nothing.
Ah, 2-ply with wet strength. Yes. Sounds familiar somehow. There we are. By the way, when exactly is the loan to be repaid?
The 15th of July.
Today is the 16th.
It seems you're in a wee bit of trouble there, Jimmy. I'm offering it to the debt collectors. You can expect a visit from them later on today. All right, I'll be seeing you then, sir.
No, hang on. What do you mean, debt collectors? Help, police. I've been swindled. Help. Police. It's always the same. Never around when you really need them. Wait a minute, I've got an idea. Could someone tell me the time?
4:30.
There you are. Oh, good. I need protection.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Worth, I can't stop. I'm on my way to Melbourne Crescent.
Ah, obviously you're ahead of me then. In that case, you can give me a lift. Now hold still while I jump on your back. Ah, that's the house, Constable. That one there, where those two old people are loading my furniture into that cart.
Sorry, sir, but my business is further up the crescent. Evening all.
But my furniture. Look, they're stealing all my furniture.
Oh, now we ain't, mate. Now we're taking finance company furniture. It's a finance company.
This is an outrage. Where did I go wrong? I read all the small print.
Well, you should have read the big print then, shouldn't you?
You've taken everything but the kitchen sink.
Oh, don't worry. We haven't finished yet, sir.
Now, wait a minute. You can only take what's owing. I mean, what value have you put on these goods you're removing?
Oh, see. What do you mean, altogether?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let me see. Now, there's the colour set, circular beds, plus the gentle... And the skirts, then for you... 70.
70, nonsense. The chairs are Georgian for a start.
All right, then. Right, 80.
80? How dare you, sir? The table is Victorian.
But you do drive a hard bargain, sir. 90.
You haven't noticed the cutlery is genuine Elizabethan.
Yeah, first or second?
Second.
95.
95, 95. It's not nearly enough.
All right, then. £1 and not a penny more.
£1?
Done.
I certainly have been.
Rose?
Yes, Fred?
Rose, take this lot and put it into the car.
Righto, Fred.
What kept you, Rose?
Yeah, they got stuck on the stairs, Fred. Now, what's next, Fred?
What? This is next, Rose.
No, not my wall-to-wall carpets.
It's now and this.
The wallpaper as well. Wait, you can't take the floorboards, can you? Oh, you can. Am I going to walk about on the joists? Did you ever get the feeling that you shouldn't have got up this morning? No use. Can't take any more. Blackmail for £5,000 plus VAT. Robbed of all my money. Conned by a solicitor. Swindled by a Scotsman in a pinstripe kilt. Now then, there's nothing else left. I'm going to put my head in the gas oven.
Careful with that gas oven, Rose.
Oh, no, that's gone as well.
Quite, well, that's high-speed gas oven. I must say, it's been a pleasure to do business with you, sir.
Haven't you made one little mistake? You've left me the bricks and mortar.
You don't worry, we'll be back in the morning. Right, come on.
Right,
don't
worry.
I'm finished. Finished. Hang on. Ah, that's a bit of luck at any rate. They've left my radio.
Was mugged inside Buckingham Palace. A man with a very realistic-looking corgi suit is helping police with their inquiries. And now, crime. A daring plot has just been uncovered to blackmail prominent local citizen and founder member of the Shoot the Socialists and Bring Back Democracy Association, Mrs. Victoria Grouse. The plot apparently failed owing to the fact that the blackmail letter seems to have been delivered to the wrong address by a short-sighted postman. Police spokesman commented, "It's lucky we found out about it before any damage was done."
Isn't that funny? That blackmail letter wasn't even meant for me in the first place. It was Mrs. Grouse they were blackmailing. I don't believe it. Everything that could possibly have gone wrong for me today has gone wrong.
Excuse me, mate, we forgot the radio.
Oh, no, not the radio.
No, now, don't worry. Don't upset yourself, mate. After all...
You're quite right. Things could be worse.
Things Could Be Worse starred Harry Worth with John Baddeley, John Graham and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick and the program produced by Simon Brett.